Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to try and find out what the responsibility of the airlines and the airports are when you go through an airport and they lose your luggage. And a number of people that we were with had a problem when we were in Israel coming back. Ben-Gurion lost their luggage. It wasn't loaded. Things were removed. It certainly seems as though this is a major, major problem. In fact, freshly lost suitcase said thrown out amid airport chaos as hundreds more pile up. This is from Times of Israel Transportation Minister Mikaeli has instructed airport managers to probe alleged looting after TV news reports luggage tossed in compactors as staff rummaged through the luggage for valuables. So we've had this problem in South Africa for some time where we worry about security. But as the pressure on international travel is increasing, so we are seeing airports not coping. What is the airline's responsibility in terms of luggage? Buteko Mojapele, who is an aviation analyst, joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners.
So it's always been a little bit of a problem and a worry that an airline could lose your luggage or some part of your luggage. But at the moment, it's become a very real problem with airports around the world not coping.
Yeah, it is a problem. We would remember that most companies have retrenched quite a significant amount of personnel that have been handling some of these things, and they find themselves not having adequate amount of people that can handle that, and that this is not only the problem that they may be facing. One of the things that they are facing is that the systems that were in place before COVID and when they get into the COVID, that they were able to, you had experienced people with amount of time that they've spent with the airlines and so on. And now you are finding yourself having to have new people on board. And those people, with their lack of experience, they now create that kind of mayhem in the airline industry. And this is not just only on the story that you have just started on the newspaper. I mean, Virgin Atlantic is one of those that are also scrambling to find good personnel that are now capable to be able to do their job. So the problem is going to continue until things are stabilizing on the industry. Mm.
What is the responsibility of an airline if they lose your luggage?
So when you book an airline, for example, having to check in your luggage, some of the airlines, you do pay for your luggage. Some of the airline offered the luggage as part of the ticket that you have chosen. However, once they give you a bag tag, once they take your bag, it becomes their responsibility. Your bag becomes their responsibility. That is why when there's a bag delay on a particular flight, ordinarily the rule says they should give you at least minimum of $60 per day. If £60 per day if you are in London, and then in other places you would get up to $90 and so on in other countries
until they deliver your bag.
Until they delivered your bag, because you might have your stuff. I mean, if you don't have clothes, you don't have anything. If you really need to get into a meeting,
toiletries,
all your
and
suits
like
and other stuff that are there. Ordinarily, it would be an inconvenience to you. And therefore, the airlines requires to take responsibility of that. And they then have to bring that back to you where you are. If you are connecting out of, let's say you went into Dubai and connecting Dubai to Johannesburg, that bag, if it comes from Orlando in Florida, it must be brought to Johannesburg if you were coming to Johannesburg, and they must pay you for the days that you don't have your bags.
And yet it doesn't really happen. I mean, it gets very, very messy, and they ask you to prove things, and then they ask you for all sorts of things. It hasn't really, whereas it sounds like it's meant to be standardized, it doesn't seem to be.
Well, it's because our people don't necessarily have the right information to deal with this kind of issues, to be honest with you. I always try to educate people about their rights within the airline industry, because half of the time people just think that whenever something wrong happens on the airline, something done wrong by the airline, they always have this thing of thinking that they are the ones that are wrong, because airlines present themselves as the holier than the actual passengers. And it is important that they go into IATA International and have a look at the rules of the tickets, because airlines are members of the International Airline Association. And those things are there. So they need to look into that and take up their complaints.
So it's so interesting, because a friend of mine had an incident where, coming back from Israel, three suits were removed from the top of his bag at Ben Gurion Airport. And he was confused. Does he go to his own insurance? Does he talk to the airport? Does he talk to the airline? Or does he use his credit card that he booked it on, because that's also got insurance? And it landed up being a complete mess. But in fact, what you're saying is it's the airline's responsibility. He should have gone straight to the airline and let them deal with it, because he landed up then dealing with Ben Gurion Airport, sending receipts of, for his purchases, which is a real pain to have to do.
The airline, he handed over his luggage to an airline. He did not give it to the airport authorities. He did not give it to anybody else but the airline. The airline is responsible for that. And he needs to take it up with the airline.
Mm.
The airlines, whichever airport you land to, they will have a baggage center and a little office there. He needs to go there, take that bag tag, go to them, show them what sort of damage were made in that baggage, and they will definitely address it. There's no way that the airline will not take a responsibility. If it does happen that they don't take responsibility, then you can take it up with the International Airline Association, and they will address it with them. There's certainly no way that the airline will not take responsibility. They have to take a responsibility.
Very, very interesting.
The airport company concern that, yes, it is important that the airline interact with the airport, because at ultimate end, the airport security, the security of the airport goes back into the airport company that runs that airport. And therefore, the passenger should not go to the airport, but the airline.
So it's interesting. One of our listeners says, when my bag didn't arrive, I asked for compensation, and they said, no, it's only applicable to tourists and not local people.
No, there's no such a thing. You are, if you are going to use an equipment, you are going to broadcast somewhere
absolutely
in the country, and that equipment doesn't arrive in time, you are inconvenienced. So they
absolutely
need to take responsibility.
It's so interesting, and I think we've got to be a little bit more discerning, a little bit more demanding. And we've got to hold people to account. Puteko Moshopele, aviation analyst. Thank you for that very important conversation, and I hope it was helpful to you.